A car is an advanced piece of machinery, but one French company wants to keep it simple. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. The French car maker Renault had a surprise success in the early 2000s when a low-cost car it designed for developing countries, the Logan, was a hit with low-income people in France. That car is still a strong brand for Renault almost two decades later, and the company boasts that a new Logan cost as much as a used car from other manufacturers. Now, a former Renault designer is developing a new car, the Gazelle, that's even more radical. It's an electric vehicle that's not just low cost to produce and purchase, but it's also pretty easy to assemble. In Bordeaux, John Lawrenson took a ride in this low-tech car.
I'm climbing into a prototype of the Gazelle, a low-tech family car, with its designer, Gaël Lavaux.
We want to be really in the dynamics of intentional simplicity.
Intentional simplicity. So it's super basic and made of fiberglass, extremely light.
It's only 900 kilos compared to a standard car. So it's not twice lighter, but almost. And this is really important because the lighter you are, the less consumption you will have. Because 3/4 of the consumption is about the weight.
Lavaux says the Gazelle consumes about 40% less electricity per mile than an equivalent electric car, so it can have a smaller battery. One prototype has a solar panel roof that provides enough energy for 25 miles per day. Lavaux expects safety authorities to approve the Gazelle this year and to start production in 2024 with a retail price of about $20,000. Nicolas Mailan is an independent energy and mobility consultant. He says the success of the Gazelle will depend on the evolution of energy and metals prices and government incentives to buy green.
We see that the price of battery will increase for the first time this year. So people are realizing that maybe the electric tank with a 60 or 80 kilowatt hour battery is not the solution. And this is where maybe the regulation should encourage lighter cars.
We've arrived at Lavaux's microfactory near Bordeaux. The Gazelle's inventors hope it will revolutionise the way we make cars. The Gazelle's chassis is so simple, it only has 10 parts. You can bang it together like Lego in a factory that's made out of a few shipping containers.
It's only four containers with some tools, but really small tools, and with some compressed air, and that's it, and you can assemble cars.
The total cost of a Gazelle microfactory, $300,000. These cheap mobile factories could, Lavaux says, bring car manufacturing to rural areas and developing countries.
That's reporter John Lawrenson in Bordeaux, France. And now for some related links. If you're curious what this easy-to-assemble car looks like, we'll have a picture of the Gazelle on our website, marketplacetech.org. And we'll have a link to a 2006 story from Automotive News Europe about the surprise success of the Logan car in Europe shortly after it launched, as well as a link to details about Renault's modern iteration of the Logan. And this story got us thinking about other types of low-tech solution, and it turns out there's a website, ironically out of Europe, focusing on just that, Low-Tech Magazine. One fun article in the mix is called The Revenge of the Hot Water Bottle. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.